Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Well, friends, truth be known, I'm kind of exhausted today. I'm almost 3 weeks into a five-week road trip around the U.S. on business. In 3 weeks, I've flown 25,000 kilometers and driven or been driven about 6,000. And I think that will double over the next 2 weeks or so. But tired as I am, I cannot help but marvel at the wonders of God on full display here in the United States. Everywhere that my team and I set our figurative and literal feet. When we turn up and are reliant on and then obedient to the Holy Spirit's power and leading, the Holy Spirit so often moves, and powerfully at that. And literally all around us, the evidence of his marvelous creation abounds. From the stunning rivers and forests of Georgia to the beaches of the Outer Banks, to Charlotte, North Carolina, the birthplace of the late great Billy Graham, to Mount Rainier and the Apple Country Mountains in Washington State, his majesty is simply impossible to ignore. And of course, the creation of all this cannot be attributed to anything less than the miraculous wonders of God. Psalm 77, 12 to 15 says, "I ponder all you've done, Lord, musing on your miracles. It's here in your presence in your sanctuary where I learn more of your ways, for holiness is revealed in everything you do. Lord, you're the one and only, the great and glorious God. Your display of wonders, miracles, and power makes the nations acknowledge you. By your glory bursts, you've rescued us over and over. Just ask the sons of Jacob or the sons of Joseph, and they will tell you. All of us, your beloved ones, know that it's true." Friends, when we meditate on God's works, we see clear evidence of his holiness, his miracles, and his discernible power. We see evidence of his redeeming power. We know that God doesn't perform miracles merely to show off or amuse believers and non-believers. Rather, God's miracles serve to reveal him and his true nature to us by making his power evident at work within our lives. The Greek word for miracle is dunamis. However, its full meaning is power. Biblically, dunamis describes the power of God. God gives his believers the power to live devoted, pure, and in turn, and through him, miraculous lives. Often God's miracles bypass natural laws. The seemingly impossible becomes the possible. We see this repeatedly in the blind being made to see, in the story of Moses and the burning bush, and in the ultimate miracle being the physical death and resurrection of Jesus himself. God often uses miracles to get our attention and thus enable us to hear him through faith-filled eyes. One thing I'm certain of, and that is that God's miracles are never for our entertainment, but rather for our encouragement to showcase the power of God in a way that we can do nothing other than acknowledge and give glory to God for. These past few weeks on the road, God has blown us away with the evidence of his power, and again, both in his incredible provision in our business dealings, but also in simply viewing his majestic creation in all its glory as we've traversed Japan, Texas, Georgia, the Carolinas, Washington State, and now heading into California. And everywhere that I look and see reminders of God's creation, I'm reminded of his delivered promises of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the reminder of the power of the cross is always timely. You see, even when Jesus himself was crucified, death had no power over him. This then made a way for the greatest miracle of all time, the free gift of salvation to all who believe. So friends, as we wrap up today, I want to encourage and challenge you with the following questions. Are we trusting that God is still the God of the miraculous? Are we believing that he has a plan and a purpose for us? And are we prepared to just simply turn up wherever he calls us to tread? And are we believing that God's greatest earthly miracles could yet be in front of us rather than just nice New Testament stories, amazing and true as they are? And finally, are we believing that the miraculous power of Jesus himself lives and works inside of us daily, if only we allow him to do so? John 14:12 says, "I tell you this timeless truth, the person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do, even greater miracles than these, because I go to be with my Father." Amen. And that's a great place to finish for this week. Friends, thanks for listening in. Have a great week ahead. This is Andy Steele-Smith. God bless.